This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. House is investigating for that one element of illegality, the making of profit to sell or procure any human body part or even fluid to discover how government must act toward Planned Parenthood in both funding and in criminal prosecution. Now the investigation is turning to Pennsylvania Avenue to see if the White House, via the Department of Health and Human Services, provided any direct funding to support or develop sales of human specimens procured in abortion. Congress is most interested in particular block grants that may have been used to set up the scheme. In related news, the White House says specimen brokers like Stem Express have broken no laws. Statements seem to allude to the idea that the whole specimen for sale process may have been vetted by administration attorneys. Pro-abortion groups are aligning with the Hillary for President campaign to launch another War on Women campaign. They plan to spend $20 million convincing women that Republican candidates are a threat to reproductive health. This is Life News Radio. Jesus tells us that healing is the bread that belongs to His children. Healing is as much a part of Christian salvation as water is part of human life. One is essential to the other. Discover the healing retreats of the John Paul II Healing Center on the web. One retreat is coming to Seattle this August. To register or to bring a retreat to your community, find on the web the John Paul II Healing Center. Sports figure Mark Cuban is drawing more attention to Planned Parenthood and its connection with the racist eugenics of founder Margaret Sanger. The Dallas Mavericks owner tried to defend Sanger before realizing he was using a weak or defective argument. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.